This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get started with our talk radio review, a roundup, a discussion, if you will, of the information provided to those of us who are here, listening and participating as well. The folks at Talkers Magazine every week take it upon themselves as a service to the industry to chart the most important discussion topics in News Talk Radio land, so-called political talk radio. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those stations all around the country, and we are on hundreds of them with the review. The review comes to us, as I said, thanks to Talkers doing the work on the stories and the people. We have a list of 10 stories, 10 people. We'll go through them with our list of experts, our guests. Well, let's see. We'll go all the way down the list here, starting with Jennifer Horn, who is here. Her expertise lent to us from the DJV show and from whatever the truth, the answer is in Los Angeles and KRLA. The truth,
it's the answer.
Answer.
Whatever, and that's
it is.
The truth. It's the answer.
The answer. Yes, it is. All right. Also, Victoria Jones is in from Washington, the D.C. radio company. She'll be commenting. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington with thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's run down the list. Don't interrupt me, anybody. Let me get through the list, at least.
Shh.
For the week of September
24th
to 28th.
Oh,
Doug. All right. Sports talk radio, playoffs, NFL action. What's Kaepernick doing? All that stuff. Number 10. Number
and
9.
And also Liverpool playing Chelsea.
Huh?
Okay. Well, that stopped you.
Big soccer match.
So that was about 5 seconds it took him. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, next, the Fed hikes the interest rates. I'm surprised the Donald hasn't put a kibosh on that. Number 8, trade wars or trade talks between the U.S. and China. Number 7, bye-bye to Bill Cosby, that is. 6, midterm elections. 5, Rod Rosenstein. What's he doing and where's he going and who's he with? Who's on first? Number 4, election interference from the Chinese in America. Trump at the UN is number 3. They were laughing at him. They weren't really. Trump and the you know what? Every week that shows up, I'll just not comment because it's not necessary. The number 1 item, no surprise here, the hearings with Mr. Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. So that's the list of the top stories. People, number 10, Clay Matthews. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I didn't pronounce that correctly.
Xi Jinping. Yeah.
Him too?
Yeah, but
her?
You got the ping
him?
Part right.
Right.
I did get
right,
the ping
yeah.
part right.
Pretty
thank
close.
You, G. Ping. One ping only, Basili. One ping.
Surely. One ping and one ping only.
Number 8, Hassan Rouhani. Sounds like the star of the Jack Ryan. By the way, Richie, I saw all 8 episodes. You were right.
It's a great show, isn't it?
It is a very good show.
Yeah.
Very good show.
You haven't gone to Netflix and got your Jack Ryan.
No, it's on Amazon.
Amazon, I'm sorry.
Amazon Prime. I had to
great
join
show.
Amazon Prime to take your advice. Bill Cosby, 7. People list here. Ted Cruz, you want to lose? Vote for Cruz. He's at number 6. Rod Rosenstein, is it Steen or Stein? I think we've got
Stein, like a beer Stein.
Stein. Right. Okay, number 5. Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge are tied for number 4. Chuck Grassley and DiFi tied for 3. Kavanaugh and Ford tied at 2. And the Donald is at number 1. All right, have at it. This is Victoria. Victoria is our guest here, so let her start with what she thinks is the most important among all those 10 stories. What tweaks your interest most?
Well, clearly, the most important story and the story that's going to have the most impact going forward for the next 30, 40 years is the Kavanaugh whatever that was yesterday in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the vote today by the Judiciary Committee, and then the vote next week, if it goes through, which I think it will, to confirm him to the Supreme Court. And then possibly the Democrats are looking at the maybe impeachment of Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court justice based on what they will view as his lack of judicial temperament, and also based on his testimony yesterday, and possible bias in cases, I think. So we're looking at some very interesting things coming up down the road. And Doug, I also would like to have time later in the show to tell you about the story in which we are he is us, an Irishman spoke up for all of us at Dublin Airport yesterday.
All right. I'm all for that. We'll get to that later on. Jennifer, your read on the most important story of the week.
Oh, I definitely think it's the Kavanaugh story. It's been one that dominated the headlines. I'm surprised Bill Cosby's down there at number 7 because he came in a close second, I think. I don't know if that's the most important, but clearly with the amount
of media attention. Your thoughts.
Me, it's Kavanaugh. I think what we saw, what we witnessed in the Senate this past week was pretty disgusting. It was pretty despicable. I think Lindsey Graham probably summed it up the best for me when he said, this is not the process that I signed up for. And it's a moment. There's so much more significance other than a Supreme Court justice, which, of course, is very important. Of course, the storyline about being so polarized by our political parties. But also, I think it marks this new beginning of the end in which we can't just play identity politics anymore. And I think for people are going to start requiring their political leaders to stand up and fight. And I think that this has been a trend. I think this is why Trump was elected. I think Republicans probably saw this and realized that he had no shame bone built into his body, and they want fight. And how many people after the testimony of Christine Ford thought, well, lights out. But as soon as he sat down and as soon as he started fighting, I'm talking about Judge Kavanaugh now, everything sort of changed. And I came away from that hearing going, gosh, I actually think both of them were pretty credible. I believe something happened to her, but I believe that he didn't do it. And so this fight is going to be the underlying storyline throughout the midterms and into the 2020 presidential election, I think.
All right. So I'll just throw my 2 cents worth, and then we'll pause, and Richie can give us his. I think we're weary. I'm weary of the fighting, the lack of collegiality. Everybody's right. Nobody's right. Everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong. It's just, it's sickening. And it's become the way things are done and is the way I conduct my life. It isn't the way you conduct your life. It's time they conducted their lives the way the people who put them there conduct their lives. This has become like a wrestling match. It's become, okay, maybe it's entertaining to have Donald Trump get a chuckle at the UN, that kind of stuff. But where are we getting down to the business of running the country, which is what these boobs are supposed to be doing? And having Kavanaugh's sex life or the woman who accused him on display for basically everybody to try to judge. Who the hell are you to judge? I'm betting that every one of you,
any one of you,
have got some kind of thing in the closet that you don't want everybody to know about. And you can say, well, I don't want to try to be the Supreme Court justice. Yeah, but I'm sure that you have, there's something in your life that's important and things that maybe you don't want people to know because they don't need to know them. I didn't need to know all that about Kavanaugh. I didn't need to know any of that, frankly. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Who knew? ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service. On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking the stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, so this is a talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden, in the studios of our originating network, Radio America. We have Jennifer Horn with us. The thoughts on the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings are where we are. Richie, you want to weigh in on this?
There's so much here. Yesterday, like Jennifer, I walked away believing both of them. I believe something happened to her. But I also believe he did not do it. And I think the spectacle that we saw yesterday, especially with Cory Booker, I wanted to reach through the television and just... When he asked Kavanaugh, do you drink during the weekdays? And would not let him answer any other thing other than yes.
Yeah.
He didn't want an explanation. I didn't ask you that. All I want you to say is yes or no. Yes or no. Did you drink on Monday, September, whatever, in 1982? Yes. So you do drink on weekdays. Okay, good. And it just goes to show what a show this whole thing is and the whole thing was. And the internet blew up when Lindsey Graham finally said, I've had enough. And it was a spectacle, and it's embarrassing. And it just goes to show, yeah, everybody, show up at the polls in November because it's the only way we're going to change it.
Yep.
And it's exactly why we have Trump. This is why. The people who complain about having Trump, this is why you have Trump.
Especially when really shoveling it deep with someone like Cory Booker, who has written in a book, admitted himself that when he was drunk, he was groping chicks, and he wrote an account about it. It's like... first of all, it also made me realize on the sad side that women have taken a lot of abuse in this country, that everybody seems to have a story. It's like this unspoken...
But the whole Me Too movement has just been destroyed. Yeah.
I don't think so, and I don't think it was destroyed yesterday. I think it had a great deal of credibility yesterday. She was a very credible witness yesterday.
But they're using it as a weapon, as a tool.
I don't think that has anything to do with what she said yesterday. He was evasive yesterday, and I think that if there was any interest in getting to the truth of this, which clearly there isn't because, as you said, it is entirely political, then Mark Judge, instead of being who was the other person in the room, and I do believe that she's correct in who attacked her, rather than being holed up in a Delaware beach house hiding, would be called and would have testified.
But he gave a sworn statement.
He did testify to the Senate
committee. Well, he could have come in and he could have been asked questions.
Why would you subject yourself to that?
If there was any interest in finding out what really happened, they could have had, as they did in Anita Hill, an FBI investigation and got those Safeway work records.
But the Democrats are playing the whole investigation to their...
There's no interest in getting to the
truth. They're not interested in investigating. They're interested in delay.
All right, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
you've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To our focus here, back to the focus, the top stories, the people, all this good stuff that we have to talk about. Victoria Jones with us from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. This program, by the way, is recorded on Friday, so some of the references that you hear are to what's gone on during the course of the week, and they apply, well, maybe they've changed somewhat over the weekend. I guess it depends on what the status is of the vote and continuing focus on this sort of thing. I'm very uncomfortable with it. I'm very uneasy, frankly, with the status of what my country is all about. I don't like the fighting. You can say, Richie, that that's why Trump got elected, and I think you're probably right about that. But I don't like that to be the status, the symbol of our country. I think it's not about Trump. It's not about it was one side or the other. It's about the two of them acting like children. And it goes back, there's an entitlement that comes with, I'm right and you're wrong. And it developed over generations. This is a parental thing. Parental permissiveness has gotten us to where we are. You may say, oh, that's a stretch. But I don't think it's a stretch at all.
Our country is politically, we're like a pendulum.
Yeah,
and over the course of generations, it starts to swing wider to one side or the other. We need to figure out how to kind of stop that momentum and just kind of get it to swing back towards the center and center left, center right a little bit more.
Well, so then what do we do? How do we bring ourselves to the center and stay there for a while instead of overreacting? Is it the news media? Is it Victoria and her reporting that's responsible for this? Victoria? You're a reporter.
It's all your fault, Victoria.
Did we lose Victoria's connection? I must have lost it. Anyway, but we're so focused on the blame, Richie. We're so focused on pointing fingers.
I'm afraid that it's going to go even further. Well, look at this now. I mean, you know, yeah, career politicians are going to start going on, but look what's coming in. Look with police and with politicians. I think we're going to have a generation of some really just, because decent people just aren't going to want to go through what Brett Kavanaugh went through or what, you know, what anybody else is going through to get into office and to stay in. Paul Ryan's like, yeah, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to go work the private life and just make money, and it'll all be good. But the same thing with my police. My brother's a cop. He's like, man, you see the guys coming in. It's just, you know.
The police, the new recruits?
The new recruits, because who wants to be a cop anymore?
Yeah.
Who wants to be under that scrutiny and just, you know, if you're a good guy? Because there's 1% of bad people, everybody's going to be called names and scrutinized like you're a racist and a cop and this and that. And just, who wants to go through that? Who wants to be called a sexist, a racist and everything because one person somewhere does something horrible?
One of the things that I think there's
something even deeper going on in our political system, too. I think there's a slow grinding down of the three branches of government, and
agreed.
I'm probably not going to be terribly popular for saying this, which is not a destruction of our entire system, but I think there is a brokenness which is essentially spiritual and is not political. Mm-hmm. And I think if we don't address it on a spiritual level rather than a political level, we're not going to get to the heart of it. And it, by becoming more and more politically polarized and only addressing it politically, which is what we keep doing and doing and doing, we become more and more sliced more and more thinly,
totally
rather
agree.
Than going to the heart and having deep spiritual conversations, which are terribly difficult to have.
Yeah,
let's let's break that down a little bit as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Roundup.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produced an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A dramatic U.S. Senate hearing held yesterday on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never.
Kavanaugh rejecting allegations of sexual assault, including those made by Christine Blasey Ford, who had testified earlier at the hearing before he arrived. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham losing his temper during the hearing and then saying later,
"This is not about finding the truth between Dr. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh. It's about delaying the hearing
until get past the midterms, hope they pick up the Senate, and denying this seat to be filled by Donald Trump.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Radio Review, the maximum focus on the big stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the list, the stories are always there at the end of every week. You can go reference them if you don't hear us go through the list of stories. I'll go through it one more time. Rich McFadden is here, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. We're talking about our take on some of these things. Clay Matthews, Xing Jinping.
G.
Number. No, G. Yeah, yeah, okay. G.
Make it sound like a game of table tennis, Doug.
Okay. That's a great analogy. Thank you. Hassan Rouhani is number eight.
Terrible analogy.
Bill Cosby, I thought it was right. Number seven, Ted Cruz at six. Rod Rosenstein at five. Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge at four. Grassley and Feinstein at three, Kavanaugh and four to two, and the president is number one. You said something a few minutes ago, which I would like to pursue a bit with my own twist on it first, if you don't mind, Victoria and Richie. The
my philosophy of life, the connection that we all have, whether we realize it or not, in my mind, it's very firm. The spiritual, the spirit, the mind, the body connection, the spiritual relevance to this discussion that you brought into it, I think is very apt, and it's an angle that I've never actually thought about, or if I have, I haven't put it into thought or words on this program. The idea that we all sort of, whether we like it, know it, or acknowledge it, in my mind, there is a higher power. And this power is far greater than we are. We don't understand it, really, and we don't really well deal with it. We tend to be, for whatever the reason, on some basic level of grunt communication, and so we aren't looking at this from the broad view of how it affects people, these human beings. These are human beings that have been affected by this. And, yeah, you can say, well, they should think about their actions. They should think about what happens as a result of action, because for every action there's a consequence or a reaction. Yeah, that's true. But when you're 17, 18, 19, whether you're a man or a woman, I'm not sure that you have the maturity to be drinking as much as some do. I think there's less personal responsibility being taught today. That was sort of the reference that I made to how things have changed, how people have a different view, parental permissiveness, things like that. Maybe they all sort of go together in a loose fashion. To me, God is a force, the energy that is a part of what we all connect. We are all connected as one. Whether we realize it or not, we are all one. And so to continually harp on our differences, whether they be sexual, whether they be monetary, whether they be race, religion, it's folly. And it is destructive to the goal of us getting along and having a good life. I think those of you who think you have a good life because you're enjoying this need to have your heads examined. Frankly, there's nothing about this that's enjoyable. Nothing. It's distressing, it's distracting, it's disgusting. And at some point, you have to get back to what the real basic bottom line is here. It's respect. And that comes from having respect for others, comes from having respect for yourself. And I just think a lot of people today haven't been brought up to respect themselves. And that also comes from a feeling of self-worth, which is a spiritual value. All right, so I've said I can go on, but I don't want to. I think I've said enough here.
I think self-worth is under attack, too.
Yeah.
I think people with egos who feel strong about who they are seen as all kinds of labels that are being thrown around today. And I think a guy from your generation who grew up and just basically knuckled through whatever you had to and has strong opinions, you just don't see those anymore because they're being beat down to the point to where you are obnoxious, you are sexist, you are racist, you are homophobe, you are this, you are that, you are pick a name, any name, and it gets thrown right at you and it beats you down and beats you down. They're doing that to teenagers and 20-year-olds in college and it gets
you can
to the
hear
point
in
where
the tone of voice people exhibit, Richie, when it comes to talking about somebody, whether it's on the radio, whether it's television, whether it's in a conversation at a party, that eyebrow raising tone of voice that is so disrespectful toward women, toward people of whatever the distinction is, you're not me and I'm better than you. That's what I get out of all of this stuff.
I know young people, because I've got a lot of cross-generational friendships who are like 19, 20, who are outstanding and real go-getters in their field and have strong personalities. But they, in doing those things that make them outstanding and, you know, really make them stand out as well, they don't feel the need to put other people down.
Right.
And so I think you can be those things and not tread on people. So I think, you know, I think it's possible to be outstanding
point,
and not stand on.
True, true. But at a certain point, for you to be the best you can be, you have to be better than somebody else. And that somebody else is going to take offense and start labeling you as something.
Yeah. So let me take, I'll give you an example. I'll put myself
on the best Victoria Jones is better than somebody else who's reporting on the radio, and that person is jealous of you and will call you names and will say things about you.
It depends on their character, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely.
All right. So I'll put myself in the hot seat here. When I said during the election 2 years ago, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Is that funny? Is it disrespectful? Is it something that's partisan? None of which, any of those were in my mind. I just thought it was kind of cute. And because I didn't care for Cruz, I still don't like him as a politician.
I mean, opinions
are
great, but, you know, it's just there's a respect that goes along with opinions.
So am I disrespectful by saying that? You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. Is that disrespectful?
I guess it would depend on.
Well, you're jumping into a partisan fray,
right?
So you're getting into a.
So the partisans would say it wasn't fair,
don't you?
Well, but that's part of what I'm talking about here. If you think in a partisan way, and I'm always right because I believe I can remember Richie. I'll never forget this phone call. A woman calls one morning. I bet it was 20 years ago, and it's amazing. Why do I remember this call? I remember calling her out for saying the following. This is Deborah from Lima, Ohio. And we're conservatives, of course. So I stopped her there and I said, why do you say you're conservative, of course? And then she kind of fumbled and bumbled around and blah, 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 you know, with that typical, conservatism is the best thing. So then I quizzed her on what it meant to be a conservative. She had no idea what the term conservative meant. She's just following in, as do millions of other people, into this category. And I would say the same thing would happen on either side. But the thing that stuck with me was, we're conservative, of course. What do you mean, of course? Like, you're no good if you don't agree with us and our political point of view? That's the inference. You're no good. So that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, right. That's the thing, is just the total us against them. I went to dinner the other night with some great friends of ours. We do not talk politics because we could not be any further apart. But you know what? You find the common ground, and you realize that people who are totally 100%, 180 degrees opposite of you politically are still good people.
Yeah,
so just find the common ground, and then maybe you can have an actual conversation about the things you really disagree about once you realize this person's not that bad after all.
Why don't you talk about things that are important to you, like your children in that sense, or you know what's going on at work? Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right.
Once I think you've established some of those things, then you can start to have those deep conversations, because these difficult conversations have to be had. And between the people of polar opposites, in order to get to the deeper unity. For example, if we take some of the deeply polarizing issues, unless people who take those polarizing positions are able to actually sit down in a room, maybe in small groups of maybe five or six or seven or eight, and that may be even too big a group, actually, and talk about them from a position of trust, then, and I'm not talking about large groups, I'm not talking about conferences, because I don't think you can really achieve anything meaningful there, because you're not going to have authentic conversations, then I don't think we can really move on. But you've got to have authenticity and real trust before you can start breaking the egg and getting into the yolk and really talking.
Victoria's getting deep here. You need to get rid of Facebook. Facebook's done. Social media is a great tool. It's really great.
For what?
But politically?
For promoting radio programs.
I get to talk to my friends.
You know,
I get to talk to my coworkers. But politically?
All right. Hold on to these thoughts. You got to pause. Imagine, though, what a different world we would live in if we all worked toward the greater good. Think about that in how that would play in your life if we all were working toward one thing, and that's the greater good. And then people say, oh, what's the greater good? food for thought. Right now, I want you to think about how Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, works. Calitren is the number one healthy choice, number one, without question, among people who have studied those who have lost weight and remained healthy. This is the way by far to do it. It's important. Losing weight is important. And you may say, losing weight at any cost, I'll be healthier. No, that's not true. Losing weight in a very quick way, 30 pounds in a month? No. You get sick. You got to do it a little at a time. And that's where Calitren comes in. It's the healthy choice because what it does is resupply your body with collagen, which is the number one protein from which muscle is built. Lean muscle pushes out the fat. It burns it up. You lose the weight. That's how it works. Simple, straightforward, and with collagen, which your body stops making when you're in your 30s, this gets it going again. And it's good for your joints because collagen, the protein, is the building block of life. So you need it all over your body, and you need to lose the weight. So put the two together. You got a great deal. Go to toploss.com, website toploss.com. It's the only way you can get this product, Calitren, online, toploss.com, and put DJV into the box, and you'll get 10% off everything you buy, plus the fourth bottle comes to you free. The sign up for Calitren to lose weight the healthy way is toploss.com. Make sure you use the special code DJV.
If our country is to have a bright future, we must stop looking back at our racial division and start looking forward at our national unity. What can we do to realize the vision of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAN, staying true to America's national destiny. I have a suggestion, which I believe is essential for the future of our country. Do away with the hyphenated identity. No more Irish American, Italian American, Hispanic American, African American, etc. Put America and unity first. We are Americans of Irish descent, Italian descent, Asian descent. I am an American of African descent. We are all Americans first. A common culture and heritage. We might like to visit our ancestral homes, but we don't want to live there. Our ancestors came on different ships, but we are all in the same boat now. Time for every citizen of the United States to say, I am an American.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. All right, Victoria, you've got an airport story that's outrageous.
Tricky who? Mr. Slight, Dublin Airport. Broke through the airport door, ran after the plane. Wait, was tackled, arrested. And went before the police, went to court, charged with criminal damage, left court, shouted abuse and insults at journalists, swung at them with his suitcase before lowering his trousers and mooning bystanders.
There's the airport outrage for you. Maybe we should try that the next time we fly and the flight attendant doesn't take good care of us. Very interesting. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for labor. Would you be mine?
Be mine.
Could you be mine?
Would you be mine?
It's a neighborly day in this neighborhood.
Hi, Mr. Rogers, making his way into your ears here as we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to tell us about the movies that are coming out this weekend. And obviously there's some connection to Mr. Rogers. There's been a special Mr. Rogers show on PBS. There's been a documentary that was in theaters that I saw, which I thought was frankly great. What do you got for us, Chuck?
Sony Pictures dug yesterday, it was on the internet, released the first still photo of Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers in the now filming movie titled You Are My Friend. The documentary that you speak of was titled Won't You Be My Neighbor, which grossed over $20 million at the box office. A very potent and powerful, well, not in one day, in its run. But for a documentary, $20-plus million is like a $200 million blockbuster. I mean, that is a lot of money for Doc. And it was a great documentary, one of the best I've seen in many a year, and I think it has a very good shot at winning the Oscar for Best Picture, for Best Documentary. I really thought it was that good.
Yeah, it is that good. It's very good. If you get a chance to see it, make sure you
based on that documentary and the interest, I have to believe Tom Hanks playing Fred Rogers, there's going to be a lot of interest in that feature film, which hits theaters next year.
You know what I'm interested in? I want to see Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers walk into the Senate Judiciary Committee and try and get those people to get along. I think we can use a little Mr.
Be
Rogers.
A lot better.
It's funny that you say that, because the fact that they released that still yesterday, I thought in a lot of ways was spoke volumes.
Well, what we all long for is the day that was like when Rogers was around, and that ilk the peace and the quiet and the gentility that we lack today because of a lot of different things, including the polarizing news media, social media, all of that stuff. Fred Rogers didn't need, nor did he have any of that stuff. He just had a great message of love and hope and belief in children as they become adults. You can be your best self. And that's not what we're getting a lot of these days. And we need to take account, it seems to me, maybe having him. I saw that, and I just loved. I remember Mr. Rogers loving it. I do remember when Eddie Murphy did his play on it. That was funny, too. But Rogers, you know, it was just it set the tone in a way that was unique. And there's nothing like that around now that isn't, there was no politics involved in that. I think sometimes, even though Sesame Street is great, there's a political bent to it. It may be subtle, but it's still
right. Mr. Rogers had no politics.
Nothing.
Whatsoever.
No. Zero. Yep. All right, Chucker, I notice a lot of attention is being focused on the Terminator reboot. Pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton, how she looks now and how he looks now versus how they looked. They're shooting that movie. It'll come out a year from now. What's the buzz? Right.
Well, I don't know if there's any buzz on it, but I think a lot of people who like that franchise are looking forward to this film. They're going to do the same thing they're doing in this new Halloween movie, which is what's called revisionist movie history, where they're going to make this a direct sequel to Part 2. The first two in the franchise, the best they did. So they're going to ignore 3, 4, and 5 and make this a direct sequel to Part 2. Linda Hamilton's coming back as Sarah Connor. I think she's 61 years old. I think that's really actually pretty cool. And Arnold, once again, playing the protecting Terminator. How do they explain why Terminators are 70-plus years old? I guess we'll have to wait to see the movie to find out. But it's good to see Linda Hamilton back as an action star, because she, along with Sigourney Weaver, probably the two top female action stars in the history of motion pictures, with Aliens and Terminator. So
that's
pretty cool, actually.
What's coming out this weekend?
The comedy Night School with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish is expected to be the top drawer, tracking around a $32 million opening. Animated movie called You Don't Want to See It, huh?
It's garbage. He's nothing. Anyway, keep going.
Smallfoot, which is an animated film, expected to play second. And then there's a low-budget horror film, Hellfest, which is not tracking very well. And I have a feeling you're not going to be online to see
that. Sounds like such a happy movie. I can't understand why it's not tracking well.
I just want to point out, one bit of movie news, actor Bruce Dern is going to replace the late Burt Reynolds, and Quentin Tarantino's now filming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So is Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. It takes place in 1969 into the murderous Sharon Tate and Charles Manson. That's a little bit part of the storyline.
All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man, back on Monday with box office totals here on the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.